Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Welcome back. 17 TLS Atlanta Rhythm Section. Bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joanne Black is our guest, our good friend, 11-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of No More Cold Calling. Put a .com on the end of that. And you'll find her website. Her books are Pick Up the Damn Phone, also No More Cold Calling. And the idea here, folks, is that you got to get up off your backside, and you got to go out, and you got to work up your, you got to be smarter. I call it, Joanne, I call it higher quality prospecting.
Of course it is. That's
when you're looking for referrals, yeah, as opposed to cold calling, it's higher quality, and it sets you up at a more elegant level in front of the prospect than anything else.
And there's a twist to this. So somebody wrote a blog post and put my name in there. So, of course, I got notification. And it was very interesting because he talked about referrals. And then he said, he quoted my definition of a referral, that you get an introduction. And then he said, well, you know, I don't really think introductions are necessarily the best.
Huh.
Because a lot of times he said, I'm just not introduced to the right person.
Huh.
So, of course, if
that's ridiculous.
Yes, we think that, but people don't write things they think are ridiculous. They really believe it, or they write something that's going to stir up some controversy. So I wrote him back, and I said, if you're not getting the introduction to the right person, it's your fault. Because, right, you're not being clear with the person who's referring you exactly who you want to meet. And, you know, that's the core of the problem, because people really want to make a good referral. They do.
Right. I've just heard this story, but I know what he's talking about. He's saying that he got introduced to the purchasing agent and he really needed to be talking to the CFO. Or the chief, or the VP of sales, or whatever, and he got introduced down, and he should have got introduced up. And as you say, that was his fault.
It is his fault. And then he also said, well, really, what's in it for anybody to make an introduction? There has to be something in it for them. Okay, so I'm up a tree with that remark because what is so clear to me, what's in it, is that when I introduce you, Jim, that the person I'm introducing you to, I'm saving that person so much time. I'm introducing you because you're a perfect resource. So I'm picking you out of the pack and telling my colleague, my client, my friend, that they need to talk to you. And so I'm really doing a huge favor for the other person. That's one aspect. The other aspect is that my experience has been people want to put good people together.
That's exactly right.
Right?
I call it putting good people with good people.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And that's a human factor. And you know what? In my, well, I'm not telling you how many years of selling, but in my 21 years of having my company, that has been my experience with everyone. And I'd say, I'm going to put this out, that 95% of the world really believes that. That they want to put good people together. They want to make a good referral. And I'll go with that because the other 5% I don't care about and they're not going to be in my network anyhow.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So I want to say something. I want to come back to this guy with a blog post too.
Yeah.
You said something that he said that I think is very telling about what's in it for them. He was having difficulty imagining what's in it for them. That tells me that he was asking for a referral before he had the right to ask for it.
Very possible.
See, in my opinion, I don't ask for referrals. I don't go up to people I've just met and said, hey, if you know somebody who wants a speaker or wants to buy a book, or here, tell them, give them my card, like I have had people do to me, give me two, and here's extra cards, give them away. You know, that's not asking, that's not having the right. To me, having the right, I don't ask for referrals. I don't expect a referral unless somebody has spent enough time with me where they feel like either I've come across to them the right way, or maybe I've done them a favor, or we've got some kind of relationship. I don't expect to that notion of what's in it for them. If that's what you think when you're doing referrals, then you're upside down.
Well, exactly. We do need to earn the right, and you know, handing out those business cards does nothing. And you know, the way we've earned the right, number one way, is with clients, right? We have done great work for them. They said, thank you. We've had a positive impact on their business. We're not asking. We just aren't.
If I thought you were a good source, a prospect for me, I'd be working my backside off to find out what I could do to help you on the hopes that maybe a year from now I could justify saying, Joanne, would you introduce me to so-and-so?
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes people give us referrals and we haven't even asked. And so people sit back and wait for that.
That happens. That's a good thing. You've done something right when that happens, but you can't wait on those.
Well, that's, you know, we'll never have a business if we sit back and wait.
That's right. Right? Yeah. Now, the world won't come and knock on your door. The world will come to your gate out by the road, but it won't come to your door and knock. What do you think?
Oh, you just have the best phrases.
At least that's the way the world does me, Joanne. I don't know about you. Hey, nomorecoldcalling.com, right?
That's it.
All right, folks, check out all of that. Joanne, as you know, whatever Joanne has is top shelf. Quick break, 10 till, right back with Joanne. With more on networking and referrals. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.